Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good afternoon to everyone near, by, and across the seas. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn a little bit more about me, simply visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I have learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And I just love these words of Hippocrates: let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Indeed, it holds strong till this day. Today's topic: 16 cancer-causing foods you probably eat every day. You wonder why America is so ridden with all types of sicknesses and diseases. We are probably eating, meaning us Americans, all of these foods without even paying too much attention to it. So I'm going to share with you in this first part of a two-part series of those cancer-causing foods you probably eat every day, and you probably have right now, and you're probably having right now as it is basically lunchtime for a lot of people. I'm on the East Coast, so it is 1 p.m. here on the East Coast. But indeed, I am just, I wouldn't say I'm baffled. I wouldn't say I'm dumbfounded. I'm just saying that Americans, we just need to be more aware, more conscious of what we're doing to our bodies. And I say it all the time, and I love to share the scripture in 1 Corinthians 3:16-17, that your body's a temple, so don't destroy it. It's just that simple. What you put in, you actually eventually and obviously going to get out of it. What you put in is what you're going to get out. So I definitely want to share with you today those cancer-causing foods. But once again, it's part one of a two-part series, therefore I will only be sharing with you 8. Simple, basic mathematical skills you need for that. 16 divided by 2, there you go, there's your 8. Probably wondering, why 8? Well, yeah, I just said it. Okay, so moving right along. We're talking about the 16 cancer-causing foods you probably eat every day. And so I'm just going to get right into it and start off with number one. And, you know, this, once again, just bear in mind that these are items that just probably say to yourself when I do call them, I was like, what, really? I thought that was healthy. Well, hear and listen. Number one, microwave popcorn. You probably said, oh, no, I only buy the one with the cheese, and I don't buy the one with the loaded salt. But it's microwave popcorn after all. So, and just as a precursor, there's about 1.5 million, not even 100, 1.5 million people diagnosed with some type of cancer. And this is about 2 years ago, so the number has obviously gone up. I don't know. Some Americans are getting healthier, but for the most part, a lot of us are not. And so that number is pretty high. Whether you think you're eating foods with known carcinogens in them or not, you probably are. And once again, I'm just going to share 8 of the foods today that you'll most likely consume every day that may contain carcinogens or be suspected of causing cancer. So, like I said before, the first one is microwave popcorn. Now, they're so convenient. Yes, they are. You know, you just stick them in the microwave. I mean, you could even stick one in your purse and take it. Oh, I'm going to have some microwave popcorn for a snack today. Yes, I'm bringing a healthy treat. Think again. All right, so it's easy. Just slip it anywhere. It's very small. It's compact, obviously, before it's popped. You stick it in the microwave. You wouldn't think for a minute. that they could be so dangerous to your health, right? But guess what? They are. So first, let's talk about the bag itself. You know, you just can't stick any bag in microwave. Let's see if, say, if you were to stick a bag of a paper bag in the microwave with some unpopped kernels and some butter, you will not get the same effect. You probably have an explosion more than anything, but these bags are made specifically for the purpose of microwaving. Now, the bag is lined with a chemical called PFOA, and this is a toxin you can find in Teflon as well. Those of you who have those nonstick pans, get rid of them. That's Teflon. No good. Cancer-causing. That's not a food, so we're not talking about that today, but that's just a little extra. That's a bonus. After being heated, what happens to this toxic chemical is what it's known to cause infertility and cancer in lab animals. You're probably saying, well, I'm not a lab animal. You are correct. You are 100% correct. You are not a lab animal. However, you are an animal. So if it happens to the lab animals, it can definitely happen to you in higher dosages, of course, and if you higher frequencies. So if you're doing it, you're consuming a lot, then over time it will catch up. The EPA lists this chemical as a known carcinogen, PFOA. And that's perfluorooctanoic. Yeah, perfluorooctanoic. It's so much easier to say PFOA, isn't it? All right, so let's talk about the contents. Although every manufacturer uses slightly different ingredients, most of them use soybean oil. Oh, ding, 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 red light. It's a GMO product. It's GMO. You're like, what? Genetically modified. It's cloning. But that's not today's show. So let's move on to why microwave popcorn is so dangerous for your health. So they use soybean oil as well as various preservatives. That word preservatives, such as propolgalate. This is a chemical that causes stomach problems and skin rashes. You're probably wondering why you started to break out and why your stomach just blew up or what happened. Like, I don't know. You know, I just had a sandwich and, you know, I had to add some microwave popcorn for a snack. And, well, there you have it. There's a lot of things. It's not on the package, but there are a lot of things that we're eating and we're putting it into our bodies that we have no clue that we're doing it to ourselves. We are. So let's get educated, folks, and that's why I'm here. Oh, the lovely Coach Jesse to the rescue. So they don't actually say that they're genetically modified corn kernels. They're not going to tell you that on the package, but that's because the government says they don't have to. Okay? You heard me right. The government says they don't have to tell you that it's genetically modified corn. Even if they don't use GMO corn, you can bet they aren't using organic corn, right? So more than likely, it is genetically modified. Also, applied to the popcorn itself, a lot that goes into microwave popcorn. Wow, you probably never dissected it this way. It's a chemical called diacetyl. Use of this chemical caused Conagra Foods to remove it from their brand of popcorn. You've heard of that brand of popcorn, ACT? And this is because it was causing lung diseases in the workers at their factory. Isn't that something? Or let me put it in another way. Isn't that something? Well, it was causing lung diseases in the workers at their factory, so they removed that chemical. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful that they removed one chemical. However, what happened to the others that are involved? Let's move on because we've got seven more to go. Non-organic foods. And you're probably saying, well, you know, I don't need to eat non-organic foods, fruits, because, you know, fruits, you know, God made them all. Yeah, he certainly did, but he certainly didn't create the pesticides that we put on them. So fruits that are non-organic are contaminated with some very dangerous pesticides, such as atrazine, thiodicar, and organophosphates, as well as high nitrogen fertilizers. It's just so much that goes into growing a fruit. Interesting. Atrazine is banned in European countries. Yes, I said it. It's banned in European countries. But this is America. Still used here in the United States of America, U.S. of A. This is a weed killer that causes severe problems in humans, especially in our reproductive capabilities. Now, April also happens to be National Garden Month. And it's also, obviously, we're talking about Cancer Control Month. And that's why I'm going over these foods that you probably are eating that maybe, you know, contain carcinogens. And we're going to be getting out there after we've come out of hibernation, at least where I live, once again, in the Northeast. It's starting to get a little bit warmer. Today's kind of chilly, but a little bit warmer, nevertheless. And then we just want everything to look so, oh, beautiful. And we just spray the dickens out of all of these bugs and these pests that are, you know, we think are a hindrance to our gardens. And some of them are, but some of them are not. There's a reason for their being. And these chemicals do more harm than good. I'm not going to mention any well-known name brands, but you know what they are. And so it starts with an R, and it has a capital U in there somewhere. So you probably know what I'm referring to. That is not something you want to use, guys. And if you use it often, you spray your lawn and, you know, goes into the soil. That's why all of our soil is so depleted and so malnourished, and why we can't grow foods as best as we can. There are people who grow foods in their own backyards. Hello, my hand is raised. You can't see it. But I do try to plant some things. And if you haven't started to plant, get the planting, will ya? So if you weren't aware, then this is what usually happens. And these weed killers are, you know, detrimental to our health. Once again, atrazine is banned in European countries, but still used here. There was a 2009 study found that when pregnant women drank water contaminated with atrazine, their babies had reduced body weights. Now, were you aware that the sewage from cities in the USA, nicely called biosolids, is used in the fields of farms in the USA as a form of fertilizer? Well. Oh, it's so interesting when you read, isn't it? You will never find organic food being cultivated in composted human sewage waste. Now, would ya? Don't answer the question, but I'll answer for you. No, just no. Conventional foods are also subjected to an enormous amount of these types of chemicals, as well as hormones to make the fruit and veggies grow bigger. Yeah, we want everything bigger nowadays, don't we? Bigger chicken, bigger cows, bigger fruits and vegetables. Apples are probably the worst offenders, with pesticides showing on more than 98% of all apples tested. Fruits with a 90% positive rate of pesticide residue included oranges, strawberries, and grapes. Folks, I definitely say, and I'll just give you one tidbit, as far as buying organic fruit. If you're going to eat the skin, you definitely want to buy it organic. That includes grapes, strawberries, any kind of berries, blueberries, cherries, your pears. If you're going to consume the skin, you want to purchase them organic. Right? There's just way too much pesticide residue on these fruits. Now, I will definitely say all organic is better. However, if you had to make a choice right now and say, I'm going to make a difference, but whoo, it's kind of steep in the pocket to buy all of my fruit organic, here's what I recommend. And I do not recommend that you start off with buying everything organic, because it's just it's not feasible. If you're not going to eat the skin, then I would recommend or say that you don't have to purchase it organic. Bananas, oranges, mango, pineapple, you know, those fruit, kiwi. If you're not going to consume, by the way, kiwi, you can consume the skin. I learned that years ago. And very interesting. Yeah. So if you're not going to consume this skin, okay, don't go crazy in purchasing it organic. However, those fruit that you do, you definitely want to get organic. Washing fruit does not remove 100% of the residue. Not 100%. Some, yes, maybe, you know, the microbes, but it helps, but it does not remove 100% of it. Pesticides are toxic chemicals to insects as well as human beings. So you have to know that what's bad for the earth, what's bad for the pests, are bad for you as well, because you are breathing in that air that you just sprayed all over your garden. And guess what? Your neighbors are breathing it in too as well. So let's help one another, will we? Moving on to number three. Got to move here. Yes, Coach Jesse, move on. Canned tomatoes. Probably saying, oh, they're so cheap. Well, actually, Most canned foods are a concern because of what the can is lined with. You've heard of it before. The lining of almost all canned foods are made with a chemical called bisphenol A, or BPA. A study published in May of 2013 by the Proceeding of the National Academy of Sciences showed that BPA actually affects the way genes work inside the brain of rats. Even the FDA agrees that there is a problem with BPA, as it is supporting efforts to either replace or, at the very least, to minimize the amounts found in canned foods. You know, it must be bad when even the very lax FDA is concerned. And by the way, I am sharing this information with you today from Natural On. So, but I agree. I agree with them wholeheartedly. We've got to eat as close as the way that God created it as possible. Tomatoes are exceptionally dangerous due to their very high acidity. So if you know that something is very high in acid, is very acidic, you do not want to purchase that particular food item out of a can, okay? And this seems to cause BPA to leach from the lining of the can, because the tomatoes are highly acidic, into the tomatoes themselves. Wow, so you think you're getting something healthy because, you know, tomatoes are fruit. Yeah, it's a fruit, not a vegetable. The level of BPA can be so high, in fact, you should seriously consider not feeding them to children. It's just that simple. So high. Probably didn't know that, did you? Due to FDA laws, there are no standards for labeling BPA, so simply because a can does not say it has it does not mean that it does not contain BPA. Be safe and avoid cans. Cook fresh or buy glass bottles with the fruits and vegetables in them. Processed meats, this is number four. What exactly are processed meats? Now, it's a long list that includes, but is not limited to, sausages, hot dogs, bacon, most lunch meats like bologna or pimento loaf. And I can just add in there, you know, your cold cuts. That's it in a nutshell. Researchers who wrote in the Journal of BMC Medicine said that the excessive salts and chemicals that are used when making processed meats are damaging to your health. The study showed that one in every 17 people who were involved in the study died, and those who ate 160 grams or more of processed meats increased their risk of early death as much as 44% within 12 years, as opposed to those who ate 20 grams or less. That's a huge difference, 160 grams to 20 grams. This study involved people from 10 European countries and went on for almost 13 years. So the research is there, folks. It's backed up by research. All these processed meats contain numerous chemicals and preservatives, including sodium, nitrates. Remember this word if you don't remember anything when it comes to processed meats or cold cuts. Nitrates. Okay, you don't want to purchase anything with nitrates. Okay, it makes them look appealing and fresh, but they're well-known carcinogens. That's what nitrates do. Smoking meats seem to be particularly bad, as the meat picks up tar from the smoking process. Yes, tar, the same deadly ingredient that cigarette smoke contains. So watch out with your processed meat, folks. Number five, farmed salmon. Some people do not pay attention to this, so I'm going to shed some light on it. I hope that you're listening, and I hope you share this with your friends and family members, coworkers, whomever. Although fish sounds like one of the healthiest foods possible, farmed salmon is one you should avoid. Unfortunately, more than 60% of the salmon consumed in the USA is farm-raised. That's more than half. That's ridiculous. These fish are fed unnatural diets and are contaminated with chemicals, antibiotics, pesticides, and other known carcinogens. They live in very crowded conditions, kind of like your feedlot cattle and those chicken that they raise in barns, right? Very crowded. And this results in these fish having 30 times the number of sea lice than wild salmon. Sea lice, ugh, that does not sound appetizing at all now, does it? Farm salmon are fed chemicals to make their meat that reddish pink color, oh, so vibrant and so good looking, right? It should occur naturally, by the way, but doesn't because of the diet of chicken litter that they are fed. What? Yes, farm salmon are fed chicken litter. Everyone's not going to tell you this, folks. It's not going to be on the package, so you've got to do your own research. Also, due to their diet, they have less of the healthy omega-3 that we think we are getting when we consume fish. You're not getting it if you're eating farm salmon. Studies have also shown that farmed salmon contain high levels of PCBs, mercury, and cancer-causing dioxins. Avoid farmed salmon. Avoid it. And buy it canned or look for labels in your market that state the fish you are buying is wild sockeye salmon. Wild sockeye salmon. Avoid it like the plague, folks. Moving on. Number 6, potato chips. Wow. This is a sticky one, huh? I mean, have you ever seen, well, most parties anyway, but have you ever seen a party with no chips? Are you kidding me? Chips and dips, they go hand in hand now, don't they? Yes, we know that potato chips are cheap, pretty much. They taste great, don't they? Awesome. It's a quick snack. However, the negative effects they have on your body may not be worth a little bit of pleasure you derive from these crispy snacks. And I said all the time, you get what you pay for. Basically, potato chips are high in both fat and calories, which are sure to bring on weight gain. Yes, indeed. You know, they seem so small and so light. And, oh, yeah, weight gain. A study done in the New England Journal of Medicine found that eating just 1 ounce of potato chips per day caused an average 2-pound weight gain in 1 year. Besides being full of trans fats, which can cause high cholesterol in most people. Trans fats, no. They have excessive sodium levels. That's high salt, folks, which for many people cause high blood pressure. Not good as well. Anything you ever have you heard anything good so far? Not me. Potato chips have artificial flavors. Another no. Numerous preservatives, bad for you, and colors as well. Really? Color? A potato? Yeah. This is something else your body does not need, folks. It doesn't need all this stuff. Potato chips are fried in high temperatures to make them crispy, but this also causes them to make a material called acrylamide. Yes, that is a known, there's that word again, carcinogen, that is also found in, guess what, cigarettes. It's hard to say no to your kids' demands for chips sometimes, right? Therefore, as a sneak alternative, buy them baked potato chips or tortilla chips, which are at least lower in both fat and calories. You can do air popped popcorn. I make my own on the stovetop, organic popcorn with coconut oil, and I drizzle some sprinkle a little bit of sea salt on it afterwards. You could perhaps try pretzels, but whole wheat pretzels and or gluten free pretzels. But you've got to try some alternatives. Baked apple crisps or banana chips are wonderful. That are dehydrated. You know, they're crispy and far healthier than regular potato chips. So just think about that, folks. Moving on, we've got two more, hydrogenated oils. Let's start from the point that all hydrogenated oils are vegetable oils, okay? Just let's get that over with. Vegetable oils cannot be extracted naturally like butter is, okay? Vegetable oils must be chemically removed from their source, okay? You probably say, oh, it comes from a vegetable. It's vegetable oil. It's a chemical process that it goes through. And then they are changed to be more acceptable to consumers. Yes, our people, our mouths, our taste buds, everything is like, if it looks good and tastes good, it's good for you. No. Well, they're frequently deodorized and colored to look appealing. Yes, we're talking about hydrogenated oils. Contain high levels of omega-6 fatty acids. An excess of omega-6 fatty acids cause health problems. There's an imbalance, of course, and so the health problems that they cause, by the way, are heart disease and an increase in various cancers, especially skin cancer. So be very careful if you're consuming a lot of vegetable oils. You need to balance both the omega-3 and the omega-6. We try to get plenty of omega-3 every day, and that you can get from, once again, wild-caught salmon, not the farm-raised one. You can do this in the form of supplements and grass-fed meats, also fatty fish, like I just said, as well as mackerel. They're very good sources of omega-3s, and that will definitely change the balance. And we're just too high in omega-6s and not enough omega-3s. Hydrogenated oils are used to preserve processed foods and keep them looking appealing for a long period of time, as long as possible. Hydrogenated oils influence our cell membrane structure and flexibility, which is linked to, what are we talking about today? Cancer. Last, but certainly not least, soda. Some people in the South call soda pop. I'm from the north. I'm from Brooklyn. I call it soda, okay? Just plain old soda. Perhaps you heard about the recent study that was published in the American Journal of Nutrition. Well, it was that recent, but you know, a little over a year ago. It found that people who consumed more than one soda per day had a higher risk of stroke than people who did not drink sodas. Well, well, well. What's the cause of that? Loaded with sugar, yes, the S word, sodas are an empty source of calories that cause weight gain and contribute to the nationwide epidemic of obesity. Drinking large amounts of this rapidly digested sugar causes your blood sugar to spike right through the roof, folks, and this can lead to both inflammation and insulin resistance. I mean, listen, if you're having any kind of aches or pain, any joint pain whatsoever, if you're diabetic, you should not be drinking soda. I don't care what kind of soda it is. Don't drink it. Soda is often the root cause of gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is when the contents of the stomach leak into the esophagus, causing not only pain, but an actual burning of the esophagus from stomach acid. Although sodas are not a direct cause of ulcers, they are known to irritate and make those with ulcers have more pain, you think? Well, sodas also contain artificial colorings and food chemicals like derivative 4-methylamidazole, that's 4-MI. No wonder soda pop has been shown to cause cancer. Folks, you don't need these. First eight, and I will finish up with the last second half or the last eight next week and next week's broadcast, but you don't need these foods. You don't need them. Your body is so precious. Take care of your body. Please, please, please do that. And moving on to Wednesday's word, it comes to us today from the Billy Graham's Daily Devotion. Don't trust your heart. What? No, don't trust your heart. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Luke 23, verse 33. One of the ironies of human nature is that it often has a way of rejecting the best and accepting the worst. Why did the crowd ask for the release of Barabbas and the crucifixion of Jesus? The answer is in the biblical statement, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jesus is just as divine today and just as much alive as he was on that first Good Friday. Yet millions today don't accept him. His goodness is still a rebuke to our badness. His purity still shows up our impurities. His sinlessness still reveals our sinfulness. And unless we allow him to destroy the evil within us still wants to destroy him. This is the conflict of the ages. And that is Wednesday's word. I hope you had a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. We are still in the Easter season and also leading right up to Pentecost Sunday. So on that note, I'm going to say ta-ta and bye-bye, but I'd love to hear from you on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. So have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next week, God bless you and bye-bye.